Power of Bowser.
Black and gold update.
Every 10 minutes.
Black and yellow.
The Drive for 45. Powered by Bowser Hyundai. Pennsylvania's number one volume Hyundai dealer.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl.
Well, we know the Steelers are here, and many Steelers fans are trying to get here. It's 743, KDKA, and Larry Richard with John Shumway, Jeff Hathorn, and Edmund Nelson up front, brought to you by Range Resources. Log on to myrangeresources.com. Big man, you're in Big D, right?
Man, can I share with you my travel from yesterday?
Just absolutely. Briefly. What happened?
I'm flying to Austin, right? First of all, my connector in Baltimore gets canceled last minute, so I have to reroute. Last minute, this was yesterday, right? I'm flying to Austin, so I'm driving up, minding my own business, got my family with me, la, la, la. I start hitting these rumble strips about 100 miles outside of Dallas.
Yeah?
I'm like, what kind of roads do they have up here where they got rumble strips? It was ice.
Oh, yeah.
It was ice. Man, I was sliding all over. Do they know anything about salt here in Texas?
No. Here's the problem, Edmund. They don't have any salt trucks. Well, they got a couple.
Well,
and they don't have any plows.
The ones they have, they had brought in just in case because of the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, I can't imagine what it is like to be a plow driver here because you're a lonely man.
Edmund, have you looked out the window yet this morning?
I have not, no.
We've got at least 6 inches of snow that has fallen overnight. In some areas, it's 8 to 9 inches in the Dallas Metroplex.
Are you mobile? Can you take a peek?
I'd have to wake up my whole family.
Don't be doing that.
Don't do that. But you want to talk about a disaster.
Yeah, just let me mention, if you are in a car headed to Pittsburgh International Airport or flying out of Pittsburgh, for heaven's sakes, check ahead, because I've been looking at the flights coming out of Pittsburgh. There have been cancellations going to Little Rock, Charlotte, Memphis, Houston, Dallas, delays coming to Dallas. Trips south are going to be dicey today, so
plan ahead. It was very lucky for us to even get here, I'm telling you. I'm hitting the rumble strips. I'm like, why do they have rumble strips in the middle of a 70-mile-an-hour highway?
Edmund, that's hilarious. Welcome to our nightmare. It's been like this for 4 straight days. The school kids are off again today. They're going to have a 6-day Super Bowl weekend. A lot of businesses are closed. They've closed some of the interstates. So that's going to be a travel issue. We want to get your thoughts on the game, obviously, outside of our dealing with the weather here locally. Steelers, Packers, your thoughts.
Well, very quickly, man, Steelers by 7. Okay, first of all. Secondly, these teams are very well matched up. I did some studying on the defenses, and I think it's very intriguing. Just throw this at you for the defenses. Just in the playoffs, you got the Steelers number one versus the Packers number two defense. Huge. Versus the pass, Steelers number two defense versus the Packers number seven defense. And finally, versus the run, the Steelers, of course, number one by a large margin, the Packers number two. You know, everybody thinks that this is going to be an offensive showdown. And if it turns out to be that, the Packers are going to win the football game. The Steelers, I think, have the ability to shut these guys down for one reason. They're not going to be able to run the ball. The Packers aren't. Two, you know, Aaron Rodgers' head is kind of soft, and he is going to get hit. He could be put out of the game early, and this could be a blowout on the Steelers' side. I just think that the Steelers' defense is a lot better than a lot of us who are Steelers historians who go all the way back to the Steel Curtain give them credit for. These guys could really do something special here on Sunday.
Steelers by 7. Former Steeler Edmund Nelson, thanks, big man. Good luck this weekend with the kids and everything. Getting around today is going to be a challenge.
And we'll be watching TMZ for your video.
I'm going to go outside and start shoveling for these boys, and I may be able to find some salt packets up in this hotel.
All right, thanks, Edmund.
Guys, love you, man. I'll see you Sunday.
Take care.
Edmund Nelson up front on KDK, presented by Range Resources. Log on to MyRangeResources.com. It's 7:47. Don't forget, Big Rob has his super prognostication.
He was trying not to wake up his family, right?
Well, he was loud,
though. Did you hear how echoey it was?
Yeah, he was in the bathroom.
Yeah, it sounded...
News Radio 1020, KDKA.